to K-Companion. I am Brittany.
And I'm Rachel.
And we are your hosts. We are a podcast made for fans of K-dramas and K-pop. Each week we talk about what we're watching, listening to, and simply obsessing over. We've watched over 100 K-dramas, so we'll tell you what we think you should watch next and have random ramblings about all the things in between because we have thoughts. So be sure to follow us on Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter, and TikTok at K-CompanionPod for even more updates and content on what we are keeping up with.
Yeah, so today we'll be talking about the movie Ballerina. This is new on Netflix. This movie came out last week, and we've watched it, and so we're here to share our thoughts. If you don't like spoilers or don't want to know anything about the movie beforehand, here's your warning that we'll talk a little bit about what happened in the movie, our overall thoughts, some themes that we saw, and our takeaways. We won't dive into major plot points, so it's not really like spoiler heavy. We aren't going to ruin the end for you, but we will be talking about it. So, what is Ballerina about?
So, the Netflix description of Ballerina is, grieving the loss of a best friend she couldn't protect, an ex-bodyguard sets out to fulfill her dear friend's last wish, merciless revenge.
Yeah. And I did not know what this movie was about when we started it. I did not see the description. And I really thought it was going to be about
ballerinas.
I was expecting, like, you know, a underdog story of a ballerina. That, and then, like, when it starts, so that opening scene, we see this ex-bodyguard, you know, she's kicking butt as these guys are trying to rob this cashier in a store, and I was thinking, oh my gosh, like immediately I was like, oh my gosh, she's a ballerina.
Yes, I made that assumption first too, because while I had read the description, I wasn't sure.
How cool of a movie would that have been?
Yeah.
For a second. That is not this though.
No.
So, you know, just like big picture storyline things is that she, her friend, the real ballerina,
yes,
commits suicide and says, you know, in her suicide note, get revenge with
an Instagram handle name.
Yes, this person. So we see a couple of familiar faces in this movie. So who is in this?
So there's John Jung-so, who we've seen previously. She was in The Call. She was also Tokyo, the character Tokyo in Money Heist Korea. Mm-hmm. And Kim Ji-hoon, who we've also seen in Money Heist Korea. He played Denver. So funny to see them both kind of back in action together for this movie.
Yeah, and he is the bad guy.
Yes.
He is the one that she is trying to get revenge on. The parts of this movie that I thought were interesting was, we don't see a whole lot of lead up on the main character's friendship with the ballerina, right? But we get flashbacks, and so that's interesting to see. And luckily, when I saw, like, we started to go into flashbacks, I was like, oh boy, this is gonna be flashback heavy. But it really wasn't.
No, it gave you enough that you needed to know.
Yeah.
Just to keep going.
Yeah, and so we love a revenge story.
Yeah.
Immediately you start rooting for this ex-bodyguard and ultimately, like, also try to figure out, because there's inner workings in this, like, what are they? Like, they're...
It's like a crime ring gang where they talk about how they sell drugs and women and kill people.
Yes, those are the rules.
But they do, well, that's what they do, but they do have standards, so says Boss Man.
Yes, Boss Man, which we see for about 2 seconds. Mm. Yes, they do have standards, but ultimately you can still sell drugs and women and
kill people.
Kill people.
So
great.
Yeah.
That's the family business. On that note, this was a lot. Well, first of all, it's not about ballerinas.
No.
100%
no.
Going that knowing, no, not at all. And it's not a ballerina who is a bodyguard, which would have been cool, but that's okay.
Yeah.
This is a pretty gruesome, it was giving the K-drama extracurricular with like Mask Girl vibes.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. I could see that. It's definitely edgier, definitely dark.
You know what I thought was interesting? Like, so they have these scenes of the ballerina character, right? Her best friend doing ballet and she hurts herself and it's a whole thing. But the ballet scenes, I thought it was interesting throughout the movie too, their music choices.
Yeah.
Because it's a bit more like hip hop and also like English. Just like English vibes overall. I thought that was interesting, but also kind of like a ballet, they used silence way more. And that, it was weird because I was thinking, okay, really intense scenes are going to be silent like they are in a ballet. Like if you're watching a ballet, the intense scenes are usually very quiet. And then the music trickles in later. But not so much. They chose their silent moments and I was like, interesting choice.
Right.
Like she's riding a motorcycle toward the end and I'm like,
yeah.
Why is there no sound?
There's nothing. Okay.
Yeah. So just kind of interesting. And then overall, like, not at all ballet music.
No. Well, but at the same rate, for the characters, I mean, the person who was the ballerina is no longer there.
True.
And so it would be, I mean, unless the bodyguard friend is like, I'm going to listen to classical ballerina music.
Right. Well, I think what's interesting too is, so ballerina friend, she, whatever her name was, she had this like very effervescent like vibe to her. Like things are neon lights and like very brightly colored and pinks and greens and all that. Right. And then her friend, it's like that true friendship, like opposites attract.
Right.
Her friend is a bit more edgier. Obviously, she's ex-bodyguard. But then also, like, she wears black. Like, she dyes her hair black. Right. And so that was, it was interesting to see, like, how this ex-bodyguard moved forward after her friend's death with, like, lightening her hair and moving forward into, like, I'm gonna dress a little different and all of that because she's trying to get revenge and act like her friend.
Right.
Which, it was interesting to watch.
Yeah.
This movie was only an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And it seemed, like, overall, when I think about it, I'm like, no, it went by pretty quick. But sitting there and watching it, I felt like it was going by really slow.
Yeah, there were some scenes that definitely made me think, oh, how much longer is there? But, like, not in a bad way, necessarily.
No.
It was just, like, I don't think we're close to the end
yet. You can kind of see where it's going as pieces start to fall into place, but
not to mention, our favorite Grammy.
Yeah, the nation's Grammy is in the movie for about 5 minutes, and
yeah.
Yeah, so, like, there are little snippets of this movie where I'm like, this scene is really good. This, like, I can dig into this, you know. The fight scene's very good, very gruesome.
Very interestingly shot as well.
Yeah, they use slow-mo a lot, and so it seemed, honestly, like, less story-based and more just, how can we make this scene look cool?
Right.
How, and then string all the cool scenes together, and that was pretty much how you got the story through. But yeah, overall, what were your thoughts, like, on the movie entirely?
I honestly, I thought it was entertaining, and it was something where Kim Ji-hoon's character, I did not anticipate that he was just, like, a goon in the in the gang initially. Like, I knew that he was in it, but I was like, oh, he's gonna be, like, the bad guy. Well,
right?
Yes, but he's kind of an underling in this other, like, it was, I think that part was a little, not that I needed them to go into it, but that part was a little confusing in terms of who are the bad guys. It looks, and it sounded like he was kind of trying to be his own independent bad guy, where he does this like weird one set of things and maybe sells drugs, and so the head honcho is like, we should just have you come back and be in our gang, because being independent is not working.
Yeah.
But that definitely was something I wasn't anticipating going into it.
No, because, I mean, for the ballerina friend, he is the worst.
Yes.
Right? Like, he is, it could be possible that he's running the thing. Like, he's that bad.
Right.
Which, and then it does shift into, like, the main character meets this other girl who's been through the same thing that her friend has been through. And I was almost thinking it was going to stay there for longer. And then they would, like, I was really hoping they could get revenge on the entire thing. I think she did ultimately get revenge on everything, but I was kind of hoping for a more climactic, like, overthrow of the system but you don't really get that.
Oh, and I don't think you get that because it's a like under wraps situation. Yeah. If it was like a big conglomerate company that you had to take down, that's one thing. But the other part, my other takeaway was, man, don't we all just want a best friend who will just go to the absolute ends of the earth and do their utmost to get your revenge for you.
Right?
My goodness. Thank goodness she had her friend who was the ex-bodyguard.
It's true. I know. Yes. And I had seen, you know, that warning that Netflix does where it's like, oh, like violence and suicide, blah, 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 in the top corner of the screen. I was hopeful we would have had more time with the friend and not just flashbacks.
Right.
That was kind of weird. Also, not to spoil the ending, but the end couple of scenes, you're looking at the ocean, the screen goes black.
Yep.
And there's probably more like artistic or interpretation that could be. But for me, I'm like, Is it done? Are we done? Is it done? Nope, not done.
Oh, now we're done. No, we're not done yet.
And maybe I'm missing the point of that, but I was also like, that wasn't where I would have ended the movie.
Right. Well, also, too, in talking about the main character, she never grieves her friend. Not to the extent, I think she doesn't give herself that opportunity to grieve.
No. Yeah.
So I thought that was also interesting. And it's part of the reason when the movie ended, I was like, okay, but so like you did a lot. Like a lot happened to you in that span of what, 3 days?
But also like what now?
Right.
Like how do we
go back to normal life?
I don't think she does.
No. No, maybe
she goes back to being a bodyguard.
Maybe. Her boss really wanted her to come back. So.
It's true.
Hard telling, but
yeah. I think if you like the K-drama extracurricular or even Mask Girl, if you like that sort of edgier, a little bit more like vague, like leaving things up to interpretation, then this movie is like, and also action, then this movie is great. It is like a little bit of a thriller. It is a little gory. Like it kind of has all of that. This is not a movie I would have chosen for myself.
No, I am.
Yes. So thank you for broadening my perspective. I also think this is something that other people will enjoy because it is that like edgier.
Yeah.
And it's only an hour and a half, right? So what have you lost? And then in the storyline, like it was nice to see our folks from Money Heist Korea working together and like in this way, but I do think it was a bit more intense and also like harsh.
It was definitely
than what I was anticipating.
Definitely darker of darker themes than you would think of just thinking of the word ballerina.
Well, yes, it was. So. I think I should have read the description first, but I thought it was interesting to watch.
Yeah.
I am not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it was interesting.
I don't regret watching it.
No,
it was definitely It was entertaining.
It was solid.
Yeah.
It was a different vibe.
Yeah.
And we've watched kind of several Korean movies that we've watched now. They've been like that sort of edgier, also vague type of situation, but pretty good. So that is our movie review. I think ultimately when it comes to movies, you know what you like. If you like a certain style, if you want to branch out, this is a branch out one for me. But otherwise, you know, pretty solid.
Yeah.
Pretty good. So that is our review of Ballerina. Again, Ballerina is available to stream on Netflix. So next up, we have our music pick of the week. And what do we have?
Yeah, so we have You and Me by Jenny. Jenny released this single within the past week. And it's definitely worth giving a listen to. It's fun
to... Is this going
to
be on her solo album? What is happening?
I don't really know. And a lot of people have taken... Because the album artwork looks very similar and or in line with like Sailor Moon.
Yeah,
so
it does.
I'm not entirely sure if this is like a promotional thing or if it's
something that's coming out.
Right, or something that...
It seemed to just kind of drop out of nowhere.
I heard nothing about it and then it was on playlists that I had downloaded. So
weird.
But it's definitely worth a listen to. Fun.
Well,
song.
Good. That's great. And what were you watching last night?
Well, so I have finished My Lovely Boxer.
Very good.
And, like, I would...
So that means 120? Are you at 120?
No, I'm at 117 right now.
So close.
But yeah, it was definitely good. I would recommend that. The ending, I had some eyebrows raised moments, but for the most part, overall very good.
Well, that's...
And then I haven't made any progress on Sky Castle, and we are still working through Destined with You and A Time Call to You.
Yes, Destined with You will be wrapping up.
Yes.
So that's exciting. I have qualms about A Time Called You, and we don't need to go into it right now, but while it did pass our 2-episode test, and we have been sort of watching it,
yeah.
It is tough to get through a little bit. It's just confusing. So I'm still up for the challenge, but I just want to acknowledge that that has not been the easiest to watch. But that's okay, and all of those episodes are out now on Netflix. I am still watching Extraordinary You. We are going strong. I love it. There are, like, 20 episodes or whatever, so because they're a half hour each, so that's just going to be its own thing for a while. But that's exciting.
You get to enjoy it.
I get to enjoy it. I get to enjoy Rowoon even after we stop watching Rowoon and Destined with You. So that's exciting. Well, this is our movie review. We're keeping it short and sweet today. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter, and TikTok at KCompanionPod for all the things we have going on. Have a great day, night, and week. We will catch you next week.